Megillah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. In the previous Mishnah, we had Kol Hayoim Kosher for different mitzvahs that are mitzvosim bayoim. Now we have a few examples of things that are mitzvosim balaylu. And we have the same idea that Kol Halayla Kosher for those things. What are examples of things that are mitzvosim balaylu? L'ktziras ha'omer. The ktziras ha'omer, we're not talking about over here that krovas ha'omer. We're talking about Motzi Pesach Rishoin. What for us is the second Seydenach. Is really Motzi Pesach Rishon, that's the first night of Sviya Sa'imer. And the mitzvah Bizmano is Ktira Sa'imer by night in order to be brought by day. The Gemara Menachas Dafayin Beis says that's actually Machalik Stanoim. It's also an Afkemin, if it's Leil Shabbos, does it have to be caught on Shabbos? Pashtus, the Zman Ktira is by night, and it has to be done then. It has to be done if the second night falls out on Shabbos, which doesn't happen, by the way, on our calendar, but if the second night of Pesach would fall out on Shabbos, then it's Zdeicha Shabbos, that's the Zmanah. So it's at night, and it's the whole night. The other example is Lehekter Chalov Ve'emurim. The Aktoras Chalov Ve'emurim of all the Karbonis was done at night. Could be done by day, but that was the Zmanah, the Mitzvah, so it was Balaylo. Because of that, that's why we have Shachos and Mincha, Keneged the Tomid, Shal Shachos. And the Tomei Shobein Abayim, and we have Tfilas Mayriv, Keneged the Haktoras Chalovim Ve'evorim. Let's point out an interesting horus. There's a point that we made in Maseches Tainis as well. The Haktoras Chalovim Ve'evorim is a mitzvah at night, the Karbonis of that day. That's very interesting. Like, by us, Mayriv is the third Tfilah of the day. What do you mean? At night is already the next day. Our calendar day starts at night. Leil Shabbos is the next day. Be maktir the korbanos of that day. The Sant Legabi korbanos, it would seem, then the Seder Akrova, there's other examples of this also. We point this out, Legabi Hilchas Tainis, that the night is really a hemshech of the day, Legabi certain dinim, Legabi Kriyas Yitim La'Tayra. We'll give another example. Meir Brochus is a Shitin Rishonim, that holds that Meir Brochos, the chiv to say 100 brochos every day, starts from when you wake up until you go to sleep. It's not, let's say, Friday night until Matzah Shabbos. It would obviate, by the way, the problem for more brochos on Shabbos, because every single day has a vochadika, has a weekday Shemana Esrei. So the Haktoras Chalav Ve'morim is a mitzvah balaylo following the day. There's one other point to make. The Gabi Haktoras Chalav Ve'morim, over here it says Kol Halaylo. The Pashtus of a Mishnah in the very first Mishnah in Shas and Brachas Dav Beis is not that way. The Mishnah says over there, Hekter Chalom Devor, Mitzvosan at Shiyalo Amud HaShachar. The Pashtus of the Mishnah is that Midir Abona, they said to me, Makter Chalom Devor, only until Chatzois. The Rambam Taka holds that way. Other Shenem Adoicha. The Mishnah just uses as an example, Haktoras Chalom Ve'evorim of a mitzvah that's called Halaylo, and when there's a need, they were goizer until Chatzos, but they would never goizer on Haktoras Chalom Ve'evorim, that should only be by night. In any case, the Mishnah finishes off, Ze'aklal, Dovah Shemitzvose Bayoim, Kosha Kol Hayoim, Dovah Shemitzvose Balaylo, Kosha Kol Halaylo. That's what we just said. So whenever we have a Mishnah with a Ze'aklal repeating, it's always La Suye. So the Rav brings over here, there were containers of levoino that were put together with the lechem aponim, shneisim lechem aponim. That's mitzvase kol hayoyim. We had all the other dinim of hakrovas korbanos kol hayoyim. This also. The Torah says beyom haShabbos, so of course it's kosher kol hayoyim. Dovish mitzvase balaylo, kosher kol halaylo. Over here, the lasuya is Korban Pesach that's eaten at night. Korban Pesach is a mitzvah to eat Leil Pesach. It was Ukrav Erev Pesach, Yudalit, and it was eaten Leil Pesach. It's kosher kol halaylo. What does it mean kosher kol halaylo? L'chor, we know that Korban Pesach, we learned from the Sechas Pesach, is only Nechal Ad Chatzois. So it's what we said before, that Be'etzim, the Mishnah L'chor, means that Be'etzim Midaraisa kosher kol halaylo. And it's only a dinder abonon that it's nechal until chatzois. L'maisa, it's machlokes tanoim. You have to see the Mishnah at the end of Psochim, in Perek Yud Mishnah Tez. And over there, it's machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds it's only ad chatzois, even with deraisa. This Mishnah, l'chore, is sosam, like Rebbe Akiva. Perek Gimel. Mishnah Aleph. B'nei ho'ir shemokhru rechoyve shel ir. Here, we're done really with the halachas of Purim. The rest of the Mishnayis over here is really the halachas. It's really the only place in Shas that we have an extended discussion of dinim of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, including halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and halachas of Tvilo. A lot of the halachas that we learn out in the first few halachim of Erech Chaim are here in the Sugis. Chazal put it together with Maseches Megillah. B'nei ho'ir shemokhru ruchoyva shel ir. B'nei ho'ir sold the ruchoyva shel ir. This, obviously, we're not talking about a regular city street. We're talking about the place, the open place in front of the shul. By then, we learned in Maseches Tainis that they would bring the Sefer Torah out and there would be mispal on a Tainis outside. So it's really meshach shaychi to the mokim ha-tvilo. It's not the shul itself, but it's tashmishei mitzvah because it serves that purpose. So memela, when you sell it, the money has a certain amount of kedusha. This is the klal. The money that you sell tashmishei kedusha has a certain amount of kedusha, and you can only use it als kovet for the mitzvah, als kedusha za mitzvah, for something that has equal or a higher level of kedusha. So the Mishnah over here is saying a seder of kedusha is which tashmishei kedusha are higher on the pole, higher on the ladder of Kedusha, which are lower. The way the Mishnah says it is, the Rechoyv Shel Ir is lower than Beis HaKnesses. Like Chim Bidomav, you can use the money from selling Rechoyv Shel Ir for a Beis HaKnesses. What that means to say is that the Shul, the Yedavnim B'Kviyas, of course, has more Kviyas of Kedusha than the Kedusha of the place where you don't daven B'Kviyas, you only daven there L'Tzarech, only on a tiny Sibur. The Maaseh, the Rav brings Machlokes Tanoim. This Mishnah is not La'alocha. The Chachomim Paskin, the Rechoyv Shel Ir, since it's only for a special event, doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses at all. Now the Mishnah says another Alocha. Beis HaKnesses Loikchin Teva. More Kedusha than the building itself is, or the area that's used for davening, is the Mokim that holds the Sefer Torah. The Beis HaKnesses itself, Avada more Kodesh, is the Aron HaKodesh. That's what's called a Teva. Others Taina, it's Machlekes over here, had to learn that Beis HaKnesses is different Shittas, that Teva might mean the Bima that we put the Sefer Torah on. That has a higher level, it's a more intense Kedusha, because it's Meshach Shaychi to Kriyas HaTorah. Now by us, the Shul is owned by a Tzibur, by a Rov, by a private individual, by a Moisid. Then the shuls were built by the tzibur. So the Rav makes a point that the only Beis Knesses that you could sell Bechlal is a Beis Knesses of a little village. Beis Knesses of a town was built also that the townspeople should come occasionally and daven also. We had the whole first perek where the dinim of the Bnei Kfarim coming into town. They daven in shul, they hear Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday. So you can't sell the shul without their permission. You're going to have to track down every villager in a tzavor from the village and get his permission as well. So the halacha over here is going on the townspeople where it's made dafka for that town. So again, the Seder Adifus of Kedusha, the Beis Knesses, is tofel to the Teva. Teva loikchin mitpochis. If you want to sell a Teva, the Kedusha that's more is the mitpochis, is the what you wrap the Sefer Torah in, or what you wrap Sifrei Nevi'im in, because that goes on the Sefer itself. Mitpachos loikchin svarim. The mantle of a Sefer Torah or the girdle of a Sefer Torah is definitely secondary to svarim. When he says svarim over here, it doesn't mean a Sefer Torah because the next word in the Mishnah is Torah. So svarim over here means Sifrei Tanakh. Sifrei Tanakh we're talking about on klaf, like you make for Haftaris. The Sifrei Torah, the Sifrei Tanakh have a lesser Kedusha than the Torah. They have obviously a more Kedusha than the Mitpachos, than the mantle. But the Svarim are Tofel to Torah. And then the Mishnah says the Vaketa Cheshmin, Avle Mochru Torah Laikhu Svarim, because that's a downgrade. Malam Bakadosh Vei Meridin. Svarim Laikhu Mitpachos. Mitpachos Laikhu Teva. Teva Laikhu Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses Laikhu Es Horechoiv. Now, when we explain the Reisha of the Mishnah, we will say some on one point. We said, Doshteit, that you have, you can't buy something with a lesser kedusha. You could buy something equal or more. The truth of the matter is, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that when you sell a dove sheyesh by kedusha, you have to buy something on a higher level. Why doesn't the Mishnah say you have to buy equal or more? So that when you read the Reisha and the Sefer together, the Sefer is a little bit redundant. Everything in the Reisha is just repeated in the Sefer, going uphill and going downhill. So some Rishonim want to tie it's a machlekes between the Ran, the Meiri, the Tais Yomtiv makes reference to these Shittas, Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Kuflun, Gimel, Dalet has the Shittas. Some want to tie that the Reisha is Dafka. You're not allowed to sell for equal. It's not covered to sell a mantle of a Sefer Torah by another mantle. It's only covered for the Dovish of Kedusha if you buy something with a higher level of Kedusha. So the Reisha has to say that, then the Sefer says you're not allowed to downgrade. According to the other sheet, you have to say the Reisha is Lav Dafka, and the Iker Halacha over here is that you're not allowed to downgrade, but you're not Mechuyiv to upgrade. That not. So those are two sheets in how to read the Mishnah. V'chein b'maisrehen. Also, if you sell a Sefer Torah, it has to be worth more than the mantle of a Sefer Torah. So if you sell a Sefer Torah, you have leftover money when you're buying, well, let's say we're going from a teva to a mantle, you're going to have leftover money. Maybe the teva costs more money. So you're not allowed to use the leftover money, again, for something that has less kedusha. It's important to point out, the Rav brings over here, this whole halacha of downgrading, upgrading kedusha is only when the Bnei Oyer are selling. If what's called the Sheva Tuvei Ho'ir, Sheva Tuvei Ho'ir are the ones that represent the whole shtot in its entirety, they have the authority to be goyz, Xerius, Misak, and Takonis, and so on. And they sell it B'mayim Ben Anshei Ho'ir, so then the proceeds of whatever sale is going on does not have Kiddush at all. It's Kiviyochel if the Sheva Tuvei Ho'ir sell B'mayim Ben Anshei Ho'ir. Not sure I understand it, but it's Mafkia the Kiddush in its entirety, and then the domim don't have the din of kedusha's domim that you have to buy something with an upgrade or at least of equal value. You're allowed to buy whatever you want. Chiddush. Ein moichin es shel rabim li yochid. They had a musik that's not familiar to us. It's called the Beis Knesset shel yochid. Beis Knesset shel rabim. We understand. It's sure people daven. Yochid means it's a mokim yuchid for tefillah, but it's not being used by a tzibur. You can't say dvarim shel kedusha. There's no tzibur. There's no kaddish. There's no baruchu. But it's a mokum l'tfilah, so it has a certain kedusha. That the place where dvarim shel kedusha are said, because the tzibur there, to a place of a yochid, is a downgrade. So the Reb Yehuda, mimnei shemarid noisim kedusha asoy, that's called a downgrade, it's called marid, you can't do it, divrei Reb Yehuda. Omer lo, the Chacham say back to him, imkein af loy me'ir gdol li'ir ktana. Selling a place, we have a shul with these hundreds of people, to a small out-of-town shul, is also a downgrade. Obviously, what Reb Yehuda holds, and Gemara explains, Tais Yomtiv brings, is that there's a very big difference between a bigger olam and a smaller olam, as opposed to a shul with his dvarim shel kedusha, and a shul which is only a private place of tefillah. So, it's not a tzushta.